Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, Sue, we got our buddy Ian Scheer from CNET coming up here at the bottom of the hour.
Yay.
The Consumer Electronics Show is in Las Vegas this week, so we'll have some fun with that. I'm playing a little UFO here because this is a band that I love, and it's Michael Schenker's birthday today, one of the greatest guitarists on the planet. He plays a Flying V, and that Flying V, or at least a Flying V, featured in the film we're about to talk about, which I love so much. It is out on Netflix right now. It's called Norman's Rare Guitars, and you're going to want to see it. I promise you that.
I never thought about opening a store in my life. It was really a Plan B.
This is as organic a place as I have ever been with respect to someone trying to put the right guitar in the right person's hand to create something great.
I saw Norm's store on YouTubers.
When social media got big, everybody could see the people jamming out on the couch, and you want to know what's going on, check social media.
One of the voices you heard there was Kiefer Sutherland. He is featured prominently in the director, the filmmaker, Devin Dillmore of Norman's Rare Guitars is with us this afternoon, 97.1 FM Talk. Devin, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I love the movie. We're going to talk about it. But first and foremost, are you safe out there? And is Norm safe in the guitar shop? Let's start with that.
Yeah. We're safe. It's been a it's been probably one of the worst fires I've ever seen. I definitely grew up here and dealing with lots of fires, but we're safe and we're all good. The winds have been in our favor. So as long as the winds keep pushing towards the ocean, we'll be okay, but, you know, we feel saddened for everybody that's lost something, you know?
Well, you feature, there's a couple folks in this film that I'm particularly fond of, and Taylor Goldsmith is one of them. He is the lead singer and guitarist for a band called Dawes, and unfortunately, Taylor and his brother Griff, who's the drummer, I'm told they lost everything in this. They lost their studio, their guitars, and they lost everything, is what I heard today. Terrible.
Ouch. I did not know about that. I will reach out. That's
devastating, that's, right? Well, let's talk about Norman really Harris. Who is Norman Harris, Devin Dillmore? This guy, I'm ashamed that I didn't know who this guy is. I don't play guitar. I bought one in the 1970s, but this is literally a very important part of American music history, I think, this dude.
Yeah, I agree. And thanks for saying that. He truly is. He's a probably one of the kindest, most giving people I've ever met. He's now, you know, 74 years old and probably one of my best friends now. You know, he's just somebody who, you know, followed a passion. First it was music, and then he followed the passion of, you know, selling guitars. And he sold, you know, early on his career, guitars to George Harrison and Bob Dylan and many others. And, you know, he's growing from a small business running out of his apartment to probably the world's most famous guitar shop. And it was a story that had to be told about a loving, caring man that has a passion for rare guitars.
So was this a friendship that you had before making the film, or how did you get into this?
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, actually, I met his daughter. You know, I've been a filmmaker for 20 years or so, and I met his daughter, you know, early on in growing up, about 13 years old, and we had a great friendship, and I always loved Norman Storr, obviously, and going in there was just jaw-dropping, to say the least. And COVID hit, and I had no work, and I always wanted to do a documentary about his store, and he was like, hey, yeah, you should do a documentary, like a little 10-minute thing, and I was like, Norm, there's just no way that's going to happen. Your legacy is 50 years almost, and you have a lot of stories and a lot of great things that you do here. And so, yeah, when COVID hit and I didn't have work, I just decided it was time. And we went ahead and started shooting. And here we are today.
Well, it's amazing. So the guy is a musician from Miami. I guess at first he finds a jazz bass and he buys it for, you know, very little money. And he sells it then. And then at one point, I think he gets an insurance settlement from something that's stolen for $1,200. And now he's got a little capital and he starts realizing maybe he's onto something. Right, Devin?
Exactly. That's exactly it. He bought a guitar. It broke in a car accident. He got a little bit of insurance money. And that's where it all started.
I want you to talk a little bit about Marlene, his wife, because she's an important part of this story. And she's a character, isn't she?
She's one of the best, and I love that you bring her up. Everybody loves her in the documentary, and she was pinnacle in Norm's selling guitars. You know, she came up with some really, really great ideas. She in the documentary, she talks about, I had this idea of, you know, let's call people with horses because cowboys play guitar.
Yeah.
And that was just what a great idea. And that was really, really just a huge money maker for Norm, for him to find cheap guitars that nobody were playing anymore. And they were old, rare guitars that were probably in pretty good condition. And she's amazing.
Oh, she is. She's really good. So he gets this little reputation. He's in L.A. because he relocates from Miami. He opens a shop. And then at one point, I don't even know if the friend was identified in the film, but somebody says, I got someone important, someone I'm going to bring over. And it happens to be a Beatle. You mentioned it before. George Harrison comes over. And
right. That's
one of the stories. And then all these other people start to visit the store, and it's really not just a store. It's a place where people go and share stories and play music and test the guitars and hang out. Right, Devin?
Yeah, 100%. It's, you know, Sean Stockman from Boys to Men says it great. He says, you know, it's a sweet hang. It's a place for people to go and hang out and jam, talk about, stories of the past and the future and get inspired because they're picking up a new guitar or a really old guitar and they get inspired to make a new track, you know, I go there all the time still just to hang out.
I want to go there. I've never been. And honestly, Devin, I'm sort of ashamed because I consider myself someone who knows a lot about music and music history. And I, you know, was a music guy myself in the 80s that I didn't know about. And I've heard of the shop before, but I didn't know the story. And it was really, really cool. And, you know, you'll highlight the fact that Guitar Player Magazine does a piece on him. And that really takes him into another category because then vintage guitars, he's sort of the father of vintage guitars, isn't he?
100%. His employee, John Tucci, says it really well in the documentary. You know, he should be credited with inventing the rare guitar store and that lifestyle of collecting. And it's the truth. It's an amazing story. You really should visit. Everybody should visit. It's a gem in LA, it's actually in the Valley, which is over the Hollywood sign. It's always been in the Valley, and I grew up in the Valley, so I'm really excited that I got to do a documentary about the place I grew up, and everybody should visit. It's a really great experience.
Well, it's on my list for sure. Norman's Rare Guitars is the name of the documentary. So I mentioned, as we bumped in with a band that most people probably don't even know, Devin, UFO, and I love Michael Schenker. One of the guitar players know Michael Schenker, but you featured this. It's this Amos 1958 Carina Flying V. I don't know if Michael Schenker played that version, but he loves the Flying V. But that featured guitar is $600,000. How does something like that become $600,000?
Well, Norman would be better at telling that story, but there's actually, we do have a new YouTube channel called Norman's Rare Guitars Film, and we're putting out a whole bunch of outtakes and extras, and I'm actually going to be uploading exclusive material to that YouTube page, and the first video that's going up is Joe Bonamassa, who acquired that guitar, and tells the whole story, and he talks about what it's insured for and why it is that famous. So I'll leave it up to your viewers to go on YouTube and check out that interview, because he says it so elegantly and amazing, and that guitar is just one of the very, very few that were made. And at the time, people didn't understand that guitar. They were used to, Telecasters or older guitars, and that shape was just so new and so rare. They just made very few of them. And that's just the kind of small gist of the story. But that guitar is, it's
that's
over
pretty
half a million
cool.
dollars.
So one of the things that's cool about the YouTube channel, and, I was unaware of that, but you feature clips in the film from some people that are really interesting. Like, there's a very young Post Malone, when his name is not even Post. What's his original name? Like, what's his real name?
Austin.
Yeah, Austin. So he's in there, and he knows about Norms, and I don't know how old he is, but he doesn't have any tattoos or anything like that. And then there's this guy. I'm a huge Marcus King guy. And one of the shop guys at Norms Guitar Shop realizes that Marcus King might be something a little special. So he sits down, and he looks like a teenager. He starts playing, but listen when he sings. I've been drifting and I'm drifting, baby. And that voice just blew them away in that shop, and Marcus King became I don't know if he's a big star, but people in the blues and the guitar world, they certainly know Marcus King, don't they, Devin?
100%. That video of Marcus King singing in the store is really what kickstarted his career. He was already on his way to becoming, a singer, but we're lucky in a time where we can, Norman can upload these videos to YouTube and really showcase up and coming talent. And that's what he did with Marcus King. When that video got uploaded to YouTube 6, 7, 8 years ago, it really helped Marcus a lot, because everybody, commented on it, saw that video, shared it. It went viral, and it's amazing the platform Norman has created for up and coming artists.
It really is.
Marcus King, it was just a great example of what a viral video can do for somebody.
I watched that video. It has now 1.8 million, and it deserves to have that, because Marcus was incredible in that. There's, and damn you, I gotta say, damn you, Devin, because you made me cry when I was watching the film. There's a great story about a young man by the name of Kyle Grady, and I don't want you to share his story, because I think it would be awesome for people to experience it when they watch the movie, but Richie Sambora is involved in that, and you made me cry when you had to tell that part of the story, so damn you. That's what I say.
I'm sorry. It's important for people to feel something when they're watching a film, and Norman, he did something great, and hopefully everybody can watch that part, and
it's really good.
Feel the same way you did.
It's really good. Is Lenny Kravitz like the coolest dude on the planet? He has to be, right?
100%.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you've confirmed that. I don't think I need to ask anything more about that. Well, this is fantastic. Thank you so much for jumping on here, because I really enjoyed the movie. I have such a passion for music. I talked about the Yacht Rock documentary a couple of weeks ago, which I think in its own right is really good. But this, and by the way, Devin, I noticed that you this is your film. I mean, a lot of documentaries may have a director and an editor and all this, but you did most of this movie yourself, didn't you?
I did 100% everything you see. Shot it, edited it, filmed it. Asked the questions with my producing partner, Sarah, Norman's daughter. And yeah, it's 100% mine, man.
Well, everything nice work. This movie needed to be made, and I think you know that. It's a guy that deserves a legacy. Is he in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Because if he's not, he should be.
He's on his way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Devin, and congratulations on a wonderful, wonderful film. It's on Netflix. And then for folks who don't have Netflix, it'll be streaming a little later in the spring elsewhere, right?
Correct. Worldwide around April.
Awesome. Thank you, Devin. Congratulations on a great project.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. We'll go out with a little Michael Schenker and UFO. He's not featured in the film, but I love Michael Schenker. And that Flying V is quite something. By the way, I priced out the Fender Mustang that I bought in the 1970s, Sue. It was a 1971 guitar with racing stripes. And that guitar is anywhere between $6,000 and $9,000 at this
Ooh.
Point. Yep. I screwed up on that one.
Get more at 971talk.com.